Okay, Rosen leaders, if you can hear me, say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's take a moment to check our posture. Sit up nice and tall and smart. Can you take a peek behind you at this beautiful piece of art? Do you know what that's called?
A mural.
It's called a what? A mural, absolutely. And mural is a beautiful piece of art that is for public display. And we're here to celebrate it and kind of give it our blessing.
Okay, that's so Michelle Leeson, principal of Roseland Leadership Academy. She's helping some of her students celebrate the completion of a mural on a wall at the school that's unfortunately largely hidden from passersby. Community groups involved in helping create the 30-foot or so wide mural include the Sonoma County Museum, Community Action Partnership, and Creative Sonoma. The work itself is stunning. It's a red rose that arches across the wall with a heart at its center. As the rose reaches out, it becomes a metaphor, according to Leeson.
You know, the mural really reflects the movement in Roseland and how education and art inspire children and kind of you change a community from within. So education, you know, creates the cycle of giving back to your community. You go off to college, you come back, and you're improving and inspiring the next generation. And so that's really what we kind of talked about. And so it just became such a beautiful representation of with the rose and then the movement. I think the word is emanating out from the rose. And it's just beautiful.
When artist Martin Zuniga begins a community project, he's somewhat at the mercy of who shows up to work.
So the first day around the corner, two girls came out in their 20s. And then a little one comes in with a mom, and as they turn in the corner, my interest grew and grew, and to the point where there were 12, only women though. One little boy showed up for 2 days, and then all women the rest of the 2.5 weeks of the mural.
Wow, so this is a piece of art that was inspired and produced by women in the community.
Yes, you know, when I gave them the message, when they selected the image out of three that I had kind of, they liked the idea of Roseland. And when I told them that it's Roseland in motion because of just life, how it happens, they really focused on it, but only women showed up.
These young students at the school didn't make the mural, but they're welcoming it with their own art exercise. That's important to Zuniga. For him, art is active, participatory, not something to sit back and experience passively.
So you're going to do a little art exercise with the kids here?
Yes, we are going to do something similar that we have on the mural. I have a mobile cube that I use with saran wrap. I don't know, there's another name for it. Cellophane. So they can practice or write or maybe try to mimic, you know? So that way, also, we show them the materials that we use and how we got to use them and what do they feel in their hand. They're good markers, so this is different, and it's a experience that we're trying to give them. Me trying to give them that.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.